Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Shows angel, that's my angel, that's my angel. Yes, angel. Happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday, guys. Go, you guys have an amazing, wonderful Thursday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday today. Also, today, happy birthday to my little sister who turned 16 today. Happy birthday to you. Love you. Enjoy your birthday. See you later after school. So, love you. But yes, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Also, my little sister as well. So happy birthday to you. Also, you know, kids getting ready to get out of school, or already at school, you know, people probably going to school. People probably going to work. People probably get off work. Then you got people that didn't got work today. People have school today. But yes, happy Thursday. Also, today, of course, we're going to talk about this TV show called The Black Twitter of a People History. And also, we're going to talk about the NBA playoff, the first round. Still, some teams are still in the first round, so we're going to talk about it. First, let's talk about this TV show called Black Twitter, A People History. So, it's on Hulu. It's a three-part documentary. It's about how, you know, Black Twitter. Everybody love Black Twitter. You know, got the joke. Also come together as a group of blacks. Come together. Also released May 9th, so... like next week. Yeah, next Thursday. So it'll come out next Thursday on Hulu. So it's about how black people come together. Also, you know, the culture. You know, the culture of the blacks. So we see that as well. Also, how they come together about politics. All that good stuff. How we disagree. How we agree with each other. And stuff like that. Also, you know how black, you know, black Twitter influence and dominant and force. Like, come together. Like, black Twitter. You know, when you go on Twitter, right? And you see, you got the black Twitter and stuff like that. They be cracking jokes and stuff like that. Also, you know, they can be serious as well. We can be serious as well. Also, we can be mixed up jokes, you know, trying to get people laugh and stuff like that. You know, when they not think so. Say today, you know, they having a bad day today. And so you go on Twitter and you see something funny and... you have, you know, you join it and stuff like that. Also, you put your 2 cents in it as well. So, you got that. So, it's Black Twitter, A People History. So, People History about Black Twitter, how they came together. So, it's a three-part documentary. So, hope you guys check it out on Hulu. I'll probably watch. And let's move on to the NBA, of course, the playoff. Tuesday game, of course, we talk, Tuesday game, we have the 76ers and the Knicks. They won OT. 76ers, of course, won 112 to Knicks 106. You know, 76ers, of course, forced a game 6. So they play tonight. You got the Orlando versus the Cavs. A close game. A good game in game 5. You know, it's the team to see who's going to, you know, be 3-2. Which team may have that momentum. But, of course, the Cavs won 104 to Orlando 103. Indiana Pacers and the Bucks, of course, won 115 to Indiana Pacers 92. They had the Heat versus the Celtics yesterday game. Of course, Celtics, of course, 4-1. The Heat is eliminated. He had 84 to Celtics 118. So, Boston Celtics move on. Also, trying to see who they, I think they face the Orlando. I'm not sure who the Heat face. Indiana Pacers or Orlando. I'm not sure. One of them two teams. I'm not sure, or the Cavs, one of the team. Celtics were trying to wait to see who they got to face. Because, you know, Celtics, of course, won and got, you know, got a little rest, you know. But we got Dallas versus the Clippers. Dallas went on a tear. It was a tough, it was a battle. Like, watching Dallas and Clipper game, you know, Kyrie, that man is sensational. Like, man, that man is the best point guard all time. Man, that man is skilled. Do different moves, going up for a layup, or create a shot for himself. Like, that man was ridiculous and crazy. But Dallas, of course, 123 to Clip 93. So, Dallas up 3-2. So, tonight, we got game 6. Can they end up put the Bucks out? Or with the Bucks, you know, force game 7, tied to 0-3-3. Like, Orlando, me Bucks and Indiana series, gonna be good. They play at 5:30 p.m. tonight, so it'll be a good series. I don't know who's gonna win, because I feel like they also talking about Giannis and Dan come back. It's a possibility that you see Giannis and Dan come back. We're not sure, but Bucks gotta fight. You know, they gotta fight, because Indiana Pacers, like, we can't lose this lead. We can't go back to Bucks' house. Of course, so it's gonna be a tough series, but it's gonna be a good fight. Then we got the Knicks versus 76ers game, 8 p.m. You know, a lot of 76ers, like ownership is buying like the tickets, so they don't want it. Like, they don't want to see no Knicks fans. Cause, like, I think that was like game 4. One of a lot of Knicks fans talking about, excuse my name, but fuck John B. Disrespecting the 76ers. So Knicks was not having it. So that's mean the 76ers not having it. That was like a nightmare for them. So they trying to, like, they like trying to buy all the tickets and trying to give it to the 76ers fans. Like, the show up, come out and support us. And stuff like that. So that's the ownership group. They buying the tickets, They don't want to see that, how the game 4 was. So it was like, I think it was like, they said it was like the Knicks, like, you was at Knicks game. Like, all the Knicks fan came out on the 76ers home court and stuff like that, and it was a lot of Knicks fan. So they trying to get it. They trying to buy all the tickets. 76ers on the ship don't want to see that again happen again. It was like all Knicks fans, not many 76ers fans. So they play 8 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow we're gonna talk about that, but. Only got 2 games today, and then two games tomorrow. We'll talk about that. But these two teams, Bucks, can the Bucks beat the can Bucks force game 7? Can the 76ers force game 7 tonight, or will the Indiana Pacers, you know, eliminate the Bucks, or will the Knicks eliminate the 76ers? It could go either both ways, but I know it's gonna be a good show. I can't wait. No, I cannot wait. I'm excited about it. I'm like 10 times like on cloud 100, because round 1, it's not easy. Like, these young, talented mans are, don't want their season over, you know. Don't want their season over. They want to keep going, be the last team standing. Also got that mindset and stuff like that. It's been a while since the Indiana Pacers been in the playoff, you know. Been a while, so it's like a test to them. Trying to have that mental toughness. Because, you know, they lost in the play-in tournament. So, also, you got the Knicks versus 76ers game. You know, the 76ers and Knicks been in the playoffs before last year. But, it's a tough. Like, both teams are laying down each other. Like, they going to land them punches and stuff like that back-to-back. It's how you respond, how you at them. Momentum, like how you have to mold most mental and game, you know, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth, you know, fourth quarter, that's when it really matters, because that's like 2 minutes left and you're trying to, you know, close this team out. You know, it's gonna be tough because they don't give you their best shot. So, like they're saying with you, you don't give them your best shot, but you gotta have that momentum in the first quarter, in the first half, the second half. You gotta keep having that momentum. You can't let your foot off that gas. You gotta keep on and keep on and keep on fighting, cause this your season. Like, your season is really, really, really on the line. So, can the 76ers force game 7? It's supposed to be can the Bucks force Game 7? Possibly. It's how you want to do it and got be in the match. Like, we can't lose, you know. We can't lose. Can't. Let's have this series up 3-3, you know. Same with the Saints and Knicks, 3-3. Come out with that momentum, that momentum, that hunger, and say, you know what? Excuse me. You know what? For the Bucks in Indiana, okay, but say the Bucks win tonight. Bucks go home, got, you know, the home court advantage because Game 7 is at Bucks' house. If I'm Indiana, we at home, we can close this out. We at home, we can close it out. We don't want to close it out on the road. Let's close out tonight, and let's move on. Get enough rest for the next game. I'm not sure who plays who versus the Celtics game. I'm not sure, so don't quote me. I'm not sure, but let's close it out, and let's move on. So, nobody can't do nothing. No, can't do nothing at all. So, we gonna see. So, I'm excited. Then you got if I'm the Knicks and the Celtics, if the Celtics are forced Game 7, okay, boom. We got home court advantage. I'm the Knicks. Like, we got the home court advantage. So, if we lose, you know, if I'm the Knicks, say we lose Game 6, tie the series 3-3, right? Say the system won at their house, and we close Game 7 in front of our fan, and send the 7-6 home, because Game 7, one of these teams got to go. You know, one of these teams got to literally go. But it's going to be tough. Very, very tough. And I'm excited about that. I'm, like, very, very excited about that. If I'm the 76ers, like I said, we need force Game 7. And he beat them at our house, force Game 7, and see, you know, the outcome. So, we're going to see. I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. But if I'm Knicks, let's close out at their house. Let's close the game at our house. And let's get rested. You know, let's get some rest. It's like that. I'm not sure who's who. I don't know which night. I think the Knicks played Cavs or Orlando. I'm not sure. Or the Bucks or the Indiana. I'm not sure. So don't quote me on that. But I'm not sure at all. So don't quote me on that. For the East. So for the West, I already know the Nuggets and the Timberwolves play against each other. But okay, she got enough rest because they got Clippers or the Dallas Mavericks play. And this series is going to go like Dallas. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But just know Dallas and Clippers, that's a good series. So we're going to see which team tonight will, you know, somebody season over or somebody team. Season is still alive and force Game 7, but it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be very, very tough. You gotta enjoy it. You gotta love the game of basketball because you never know who's gonna win, who's gonna lose because it's so tough that you don't know. That's the beauty of basketball. So, yeah. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. I let out. Take another breath in. Let it out. I'm God first and first. If you don't got kids, you're just single, slow, or in a relationship, slow to you guys. God first, kid, self, sniff out a relationship with kids, slow to you guys. And y'all big. God first, self first, sniff out a relationship with no kids, slow to you guys. And y'all big one. Going strong as well in a relationship. God first, yourself. You God first, kid first, self first. Shout out to your same parents out there. Y'all big one. Slow to you guys. And y'all big. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to YouTube channel. Also, follow us on TikTok. And also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Showtime Podcast. Tell eight people about Showtime Empire Podcast. Also, put it on for your dog, your cat, your squirrel, whoever. Put it on for your animal so they can listen to Showtime Podcast. And also, check out Season 1. Check out Season 2. Check out Season 3. We're still in Season 4. Season 4 will come to the end when the NBA playoffs is over with. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know what? Let's just wait. You know, the NBA playoff in June, like the beginning of June. That's when the season 4 will end. Then we pick up season 5. But, like I said, season 4 will end when the NBA playoff ends. So, when the NBA is over with, that's when season 4 is over with. So, yeah. Also, how you guys feel about the TV show / documentary about Black Twitter, how you guys feel about that? Also, how you guys feel about round one of the NBA playoffs. How you feel about that? So let me know how you guys feel about that. Also, you can email us at chitaempire@gmail.com. You know, you can email us. It's on our like social media. You can email us. Click that link. And it'll take you to the email, the Gmail. And, you know, if you want to talk about something, we can talk about it. If you want to, you know, be on the show, we can do that as well. Like I said, also I want to say shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in every single day, Monday through Friday. Thank you guys, same time, 2 p.m. or a different time. Still give you guys an episode. Don't matter. I make sure I still give you guys an episode. It can be early. It can be late. I still give you guys, make sure I still give you guys the episode, no matter what. Whatever I'm doing. Love come up. Make sure I try. Make sure I give you guys an episode every single day. Also, I want to say happy birthday to Emma birthday today. Happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to Emma birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also, shout out to today, my little sister's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy you guys. Enjoy your birthday. You know, enjoy your birthday. See you later. Also, I always say this. If nobody love you, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of you guys' day. Always say this. If nobody love you, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.